This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. It's been recommended for some time that a low-dose aspirin a day helps keep heart attack and stroke away, but a study out last month in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology suggests some people take the drug inappropriately. For our Consumer Health Series Vital Signs, Dr. James DeLimos with Parkland Hospital talked about the pros and cons of daily aspirin therapy.
When a heart attack happens, pro-coagulant substances in the blood called platelets become very sticky and contribute to the damage that happens when a heart attack occurs, and aspirin can block those platelets and either treat or prevent heart attack.
Would it be effective in use, say, regarding stroke?
There's some benefits for certain types of strokes, the ones that happen from blood clots, but it actually may cause the bleeding kind that we call intracranial hemorrhages. Definitely aspirin prevents colon polyp development and can prevent colorectal cancer. It's also been interestingly shown to have preventive effects for some other common cancers, including lung, brain, even prostate. Again, these risks are small and the benefits of aspirin are small, so it's not as if everybody should take aspirin for cancer prevention, but it is another small added benefit for somebody that had another reason to take it.
This whole idea of daily aspirin therapy, there seems to be some division of the house in the medical community these days as to whether that's effective or necessary.
If you've had a heart attack or you've had a stent put in or bypass surgery or even an ischemic stroke, there's no doubt that the risk to benefit clearly favors aspirin.
So the issue is what, preventive?
The issue really comes down to people who've not had a heart attack or a stroke. The evidence is conflicting, and I think people have rolled back in some ways the broad recommendations where, you know, your 50th birthday, went to the drugstore, bought a bottle of aspirin and started taking it. That's really not the case anymore, particularly for women and particularly for people who are not at high risk for heart disease, because there's some risks involved as well.
Risks such as?
Aspirin can erode the lining of the stomach and small intestine and promote intestinal bleeding and ulcers. And very rarely it can actually, as I mentioned, cause bleeding in the brain, which is a catastrophic complication, but incredibly rare. It's not something that happens often. But when you're talking about healthy people taking aspirin, nothing happens often. And so that's the balance, is because the risk is very low of having a heart attack, then you have to balance that against the complications of the medication.
So part of this is what about the risks of associated with taking aspirin, and then I guess what the other side of it is, do you really need it at all?
The decision really should be individualized based on a person's likelihood or probability of having a heart attack mostly, but also a stroke, and their likelihood of having a bleeding event on aspirin. And if the likelihood of a heart attack or stroke is high enough, then you would derive benefit from preventive aspirin. But if you're at really low risk, and in particular if you have a higher bleeding risk, if you've had a previous ulcer or if you have liver disease or kidney disease, for example, that put you at higher risk, then that calculus may change.
Are there other risk factors, though, that would warrant taking an aspirin a day?
There are, and it's really the combination of risk factors. Older age, male sex, high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. And what's emerged in many of our practices is that the same decisions that go into deciding about preventive cholesterol medication, statin therapy, now really help to drive my decisions, at least with regard to recommending aspirin, because you really have to cross a certain risk threshold where before aspirin makes sense. Because otherwise, if you're at really low risk, then the bleeding complications balance the benefits you get with regard to heart attack prevention.
Should anyone be involved in daily aspirin therapy without a doctor's recommendation?
And I do believe it's a personal decision, and the educated physician will have a dialogue with you about that decision. But I think it's complicated enough that running out and taking it without thinking about the pluses and minuses is a little bit risky.
Dr. Limas, thank you for being with me.
Pleasure.